I just want to make it clear for everybody listening to this on the podcast. I'm speaking to the Iranian blogger, Mr. Behi, with the blog Adventures of Mr. Behi. So, Mr. Behi, could you explain a little bit more, to the extent that you're willing, who are you?
Well, I'm just a young guy from Tehran. I did my university studies back in 2 or 3 years ago. I'm working as a consultant in a scientific technical career. And this is all about me. I'm using this fake name. This is my real name, as you may know. This is because to be in the to remain on the safe side, because there could be a problem talking about politics in Iran in your blog, and you must have heard that there are some people got in prison because of that. So this is my identity. If you go to my about page in the blog, this is the whole thing I present there. I like it to be maximum that level.
And so, even though it's clearly risky for you to be blogging about politics in Iran, why do you want to do it anyway? Isn't it safest just not to blog at all?
Yeah, but, well, there's one point that I really want to do this, because the thing that I write, especially in English, so people around the world can read my blog. In the first place, I try to be on the safe side, you know, using the fake name, so because the other people who got into trouble were using the real name and real identity, so... And in the first place, I tried to be anonymous, so the risk of getting caught would be less than regular. And the other point is that I find blogging in English a very critical position, because you can report events and ideas that are not... that are not actually covered by regular media. And, you know, media from Iran report what they want and what a government says. And, reporters from different parts of the world, when they come to Iran occasionally, they don't really can get the grasp of what is going on in the minds of Iranians sometimes. So that is why I try to fill a gap. Well, I try to make my role in bridging this gap of getting people in the West informed about regular people in Iran, how they think.